Section 8. U.S. House District 1 Republican Party Candidates. 2-year term, $174,000 salary. There are two candidates for the Republican Party nomination for U.S. House District 1. Barbara J. Call. 1. What experience and skills make you the best candidate for this office? Congress is supposed to represent the full breadth of American life. I've written and testified on legislation, run businesses, raised children, administrated high-tech finance and purchasing, delivered hands-on health care, navigated complex regulations, been involved in K-12 education, trained for disasters, and served local and military communities. I've written grants and managed multi-million dollar budgets, supply chains, cost management, contracts, curriculums, and know what it means to be responsible for lives, both human and animal alike. I operate as a doctor, surgeon, business owner, and public health guardian simultaneously. That's exactly the kind of multi-domain competence Oregon needs in Washington, D.C. 2. What are the most important issues for the United States Congress currently, and what would you do to address them? Affordability. Housing and healthcare costs remain top concerns. Solutions should expand access to affordable housing while addressing medical costs by curbing excessive vertical integration in the health sector. Taxation. Recent tax legislation provides middle-class relief, but long-term deficit risks remain. We should close corporate loopholes while protecting Oregon's timber, fishing, and tech industries from unintended tariff impact. Immigration. Balance border security with a workable guest worker program, critical for Oregon's agricultural sector and fair treatment of long-term residents. Education. Protect Pell Grants. Restore strong K-12 standards. Invest in training aligned with the state's vocational pathways and tech sector. 3. How do you propose to improve the effectiveness of the federal government? Improving the effectiveness of government begins with strong fiduciary accountability and responsible stewardship of public resources. Government should be guided by the priorities of the people it serves, ensuring that policies reflect the needs and concerns of constituents. A responsive, bottom-up approach, rather than a top-down model, leads to more effective, transparent, and trusted governance. John Verbeek. 1. What experience and skills make you the best candidate for this office? Faith in the law of liberty. I am a Christian, husband, father of 2 adult children. 40 years experience in banking and insurance. Am also a naturalized U.S. citizen. Have been involved in Washington County's Republican Party since 2008, and local elections as a citizen politician. To change our state's direction and expectations for prosperity, I think some of the eternal incumbents must be replaced. More government is not the solution, but the problem. I am pro-growth. Civilization prospers with commerce. That will guide my vote. 2. What are the most important issues for the United States Congress currently, and what would you do to address them? Not too much government, please. Good citizens are the riches of a nation. However, our government spends, regulates, and controls too much. I would like to help change the trend downwards from too much, out of control, and ever more spending, regulations, and domination. Invariably, that will guide my vote. 3. How do you propose to improve the effectiveness of the federal government? More transparency and definitely more accountability, too. Moral basis for any government. Furthermore, expense control does wonders for government focus on priorities, among which public safety and national defense are primary, whereby privileges granted to citizens and subjects of other nations to be among us only with visas are differentiated from the political rights and unity affiliated with U.S. citizenship, the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag. America not be taken for granted. The unrivaled personal political freedoms U.S. citizens have. After all, good citizens, not more government, are the riches, especially also of our city. With a nod to limited government since 1776. Be thus encouraged on the old path, where the good way is.